The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
In the United States, the billionaire Bill Gates has told the House Oversight Committee that Jeffrey Epstein tried to blackmail him by threatening to expose his extramarital affairs. Simon Marks is chief correspondent with Feature Story News, and Simon is on the line now to tell us more about this. Simon, thank you for being with us. This is extraordinary stuff. How did Bill Gates find himself in this situation?
Well, it was extraordinary stuff, Claire. And of course, Bill Gates is one of the principal witnesses that the House Oversight Committee has wanted to hear from for many, many months. Finally, they were able to take testimony from him yesterday. The head of the Gates Foundation, the founder of Microsoft, coming forward, providing a written statement as an opening address to the committee, in which he said that he never witnessed Jeffrey Epstein engaging in any ongoing criminal conduct, never had in any indication that criminal conduct was taking place. I never went to his island, his ranch, or his Florida home. I have never victimized anyone, Bill Gates said. He accused Jeffrey Epstein of seeking to foster a personal relationship with him. He said, I was never interested in that and never reciprocated. But then in his closed-door testimony, four members of that House Oversight Committee, and we know the details of this from some of those members who then briefed reporters afterwards, it was evident that Bill Gates offered detailed testimony about a relationship with the disgraced and deceased financier that lasted at least from 2011 until 2014, and that it was only Mr. Gates' now former wife, Melinda Gates, who moved in and said, we need to stop communicating with this man. Cut it off. We should not be engaging in any communications with him. She definitely smelt a rat, understood that there was something very wrong going on that Bill Gates himself did not necessarily recognize.
And he explained, didn't he, how he met Jeffrey Epstein, that Jeffrey Epstein said, oh, I have clients who might like to donate to your foundation. That's how the relationship started, was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was evident from the testimony, as retold by Republicans and Democrats on the committee, that Bill Gates thought that in Jeffrey Epstein, he had found someone who might be able to furnish funding for the Gates Foundation and might be able to connect him to other people who would be able to furnish funding for the Gates Foundation. There are, of course, questions about that, given the scale of Bill Gates' own personal fortune. You know, this idea that he was out engaged in expending shoe leather on trying to find additional donors for the foundation secured some quizzical responses from members of the committee yesterday. But also there was evidence that Mr. Gates furnished that Jeffrey Epstein was looking to sign Bill Gates up as a client of his. He wanted to manage Bill Gates's money. And that's where Melinda Gates particularly started sensing that this was not the kind of relationship that she believed the two of them ought to be pursuing. But as I say, for 3 years, they were engaged in this conversation as Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein appeared to dance around one another, looking upon each other as possible people who could help each other out financially. I mean, at one point, Jeffrey Epstein was described in testimony as a friend collector. And there was that certainly that sense among Mrs. Gates, according to Bill Gates, that is how she viewed him.
So I'm looking at the pictures here that were released in that tranche of files that we heard about late last year of Bill Gates pictured with two women in two separate photographs. These are in the Epstein files. Has he been asked to explain those pictures, or what has he said?
He has said that he never engaged in any untoward or criminal or nefarious activity as a result of people that he was introduced to by Jeffrey Epstein. But he conceded in what was, according to at least one Republican on the committee, he described it as very carefully couched testimony. He conceded to having had two affairs with women about which Jeffrey Epstein became aware. And it was at that point that Jeffrey Epstein started to use his knowledge of Bill Gates's infidelities in a bid to try and put pressure, according to Mr. Gates, on Mr. Gates to engage in a business relationship that Mr. Gates at that point was still not certain that he wanted to pursue. And that email that Jeffrey Epstein sent to his own account, presumably for his own records, alleging that at one point he had helped Bill Gates secure a supply of antibiotics to deal with a sexually transmitted disease so that he could conceal it from his wife. Bill Gates adamantly and vehemently denied that that had ever occurred.
So is there more to come from this and more details that we are expecting to hear about this relationship?
Well, we should certainly get the full transcript of that testimony. That should tumble from the committee before very much longer. And remember that this committee is still digging and chiseling away at amassing fresh evidence about Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. On the 23rd of July, they've got another big witness that will finally be giving testimony, Jess Staley, the former chief executive of Barclays, who had, prior to his time at Barclays, an extensive relationship and friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. That is the next big date in the House Oversight Committee's diary.
This evidence from Bill Gates, it does play into that narrative that has always been around about Jeffrey Epstein, that he managed to get hold of compromising information about high profile, high net worth individuals and use that to his advantage. That was always the suspicion about him, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think that that comes closest to being confirmed by the testimony of Bill Gates, which is why that testimony, I think, is going to be useful to the House Oversight Committee. And certainly this issue of precisely what role Jeffrey Epstein was playing behind the scenes in the lives of many wealthy and powerful men is one that is still threatening to touch the White House. As Bill Gates was testifying there yesterday, the New York Times published a massive investigation, very lengthy piece that I think is appearing in its print edition over the weekend, but was put out online, claiming that behind the scenes at the White House last summer, there were a series of crisis meetings in the Situation Room chaired by Vice President J.D. Vance, specifically focused on how the White House was going to crisis manage the Jeffrey Epstein affair and the threat that it was increasingly posing to the Trump presidency. So this drumbeat, this percussive drumbeat, continues to be heard in Washington. This is not a story that in any way is going to go away. And indeed, one senior Trump official involved in those meetings was quoted as saying to one of those meetings, "This is going to become Donald Trump's Iran-Contra." That's how seriously they were taking it in the White House at the time.
All right. So there could be more to come. Simon, thank you very much. Always good to speak to Simon Marks, the chief correspondent with Feature Story News.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.